As I mentioned, tomorrow, Power Friday, we're going to continue to talk about how whites and blacks are moving together. Hats off. Congratulations to you, all of you. I've talked before about how black people help black people, too. Hispanics help Hispanics. Asians help Asians. I think it's beautiful when people help each other within ethnic communities. I think it's beautiful when people help each other across ethnic communities. Because, you know, after all is said and done, we are still one human race, one race of humanity. So it's good when people help people. Women helping men, men helping women. Always, always, when we're pushing for the good, we're pushing for the right, that is always a good thing. So we're going to talk about that. Also, on Saturday, I'm going to be talking about social media and our health. Yes, I want you to be sure to join me. I know a lot of you love your social media. Gots to have it. Well, there's a bit of a debate as to whether social media is good for us, bad for us. I'm going to discuss that this Saturday. We have more. So remember, if for whatever the reason, you're not able to listen to us when we're live on 1550 AM, The Voice, be sure to catch us at speakingwith.com by clicking on listen online at your convenience. That way you can listen when you want to, where you want to. All right. There are debates about whether our president, Donald Trump, has accomplished much of what he promised to do when he was running for office. You know, I think that one of the most important jobs that a president has is to help the country that that president oversees, help the people of that country be one. At least try to put forth persistent and sincere efforts to help the people, to urge the people, to motivate the people of that country to be one. How has President Trump done when it comes to that? Now, a lot of people say, well, what did Barack Obama do when he was president? He really tried to urge and motivate. He urged us and tried to motivate us to be one. It is not his fault that there are people of various ethnicities who hated him because he's black. It's not his fault that there are people of various ethnicities who hated him because he's a Democrat. Nothing he can do about that. But he did try. And he didn't just mention it once or twice. And he didn't just pay lip service to the concept. He really tried to get it done. I really appreciated him for having talked about the fact that even though there were so many people who hated him and did not want his efforts, and just give me to get health care for all American citizens, he looked forward to the fact that even those who opposed him would be covered. He did so much to urge us to be one, but of course, that's an uphill battle because you have many, many people within and across ethnic lines who have their hearts settled, their minds made up. We are not going to be one. But it is still, I think, one of the president's greatest responsibilities. At least try to motivate the peoples of this nation to be one. How has he done when it comes to helping that, when it comes to his position on providing good quality education for all American citizens? How has he done when it comes to at least urging Congress to send bills that would truly provide funding, good funding, strong funding for job training programs? He's actually advocated taking money from job training programs the same way he has advocated taking money from public education. Now, I know some of you guys say, well, money doesn't make a difference anyway, and besides that, why throw good money down the bad, back just down the hole, when the fact is we have unfair distribution of the monies. I shared with you, in one school district, the same school district, $70 million given to white schools, $4 million given to black schools. Why don't we have the president of the United States of America talking about these totally avoidable, unnecessary, and hurtful disparities instead of helping to push to have public schools, especially in the inner cities, lose even more funding rather than saying, look, we got to stop this unfair distribution of the funds? How is he doing when he makes comments, ugly comments about the intelligence of people of color? How's he doing in motivating the country to be one? Till next time, everybody.
You're listening to WTHB 1550 AM Augusta, a Perry Broadcasting Station. Jesus, oh, just give me Jesus.